Sports Today.
What is up? It is Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio and Network. Alongside the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson, I am Greg Sussman. No Matty Moe today.
He's on assignment.
He's on assignment indeed with Scott.
Yeah.
Permanent assignment.
Yeah, he's always on assignment. So, how you doing this morning, Greg?
I'm doing well, man. How are you? It's a fly right there.
I don't understand how that came in the studio early this morning. Snow day outside.
It's not really. Today.
Well, it's coming down a little bit now.
Oh, it is?
You haven't been outside. Look at this. It's like a bug.
Son of a gun.
Yeah,
get so, it?
And you got it. Okay. Good job.
I didn't.
All right, so I feel good. You know, I had a good rest last night after the big draft. So.
Yeah, that was right. Corey's Tout Wars Mixed League Draft, year number two.
Yeah, year number two of being a tout member of the fraternity. So I felt pretty good about it. So I'm quite sure we'll get into that, as you know, a lot at some point today. I'm willing to discuss some of that stuff.
Really?
Yes, I'm willing to discuss some of it.
You're willing to reveal to our listening audience your secrets?
Yeah, and I think it's pretty simple. So we can get into that and break that down. I got a beef with Uber too.
Oh, I'd love to hear about that.
I got a beef with Uber, yeah. So we can get into that at some point.
I do want to give you the update on the Bachelor finale.
Go ahead. I saw a great tweet, but go ahead.
Well, I was gonna wait, you know, after 2 minutes.
Okay, okay, cool. Yeah. I saw a great tweet about the Bachelor finale.
People are talking about it.
You got the friend of the industry. Well, a friend of ours, industry person, Jessica Kleinschmidt.
Yes, of course.
Yes. She tweeted, people are complaining about the pace of playing baseball, but they're fine with a 3-hour Bachelor finale.
5-hour Bachelor finale.
I thought that was a great tweet.
It was terrible.
Are you a Jessica Kleinschmidt person?
You know, I've only talked to her a few times.
Yeah.
You know, seems fine.
Well, I think she's a brilliant talent.
I don't really read her stuff very often.
Okay,
so
I just think she's a brilliant talent.
I can't really comment on that, but sure.
Good mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of Tower War stuff to get to on the program, some Bachelor stuff, some Uber stuff as well. We'll hear from all about that. Also, I want to continue the team of day, which is a lot less interesting without Matt here. But
it's going to be very uninteresting.
But Colorado Rockies.
We may need to get somebody to come up for that segment.
Yeah, we may not come up for that segment.
Get Nano's thoughts. Yeah,
get Nano's
thoughts on the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's coming up in about 10 minutes or so from now.
Oh, that's quick.
Right off the bat, we try to get that done for you.
Okay, no kidding. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's about it, really.
Yeah, that's about it. That's what the show is going
to
be.
Well, what do we have in football?
There's some football stuff as well.
We got these wide receivers that's getting ready to hit the market.
Yeah, Allen Robinson, of course, Paul Richardson. We spoke about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Also, when it comes to football, I want to talk about Teddy Bridgewater potentially going to the Jets, Eric Ebron being traded, and Jarvis Landry signing the franchise tag.
It's going to be a lot. There's a lot going on. The free agency is right around the corner, so that is good times.
Absolutely right. We take a break here. When we come back, our personal anecdotes. We'll explain and get into it. It's FST on FNTSY.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Looking at the Giants, as a Giants fan, I'm looking at how terrible our offensive line is. Reese ignored the linebacker position for years on end, and that there's other holes that need to be there, and it's like, you put Saquon Barkley on this team. Now are they back in the playoffs? I don't know that they are.
When you're in a unique position at like number one or number two, you get a chance at a very special player. I just don't think you pass that up based on need. I think that's a mistake.
Watch on the FNTSY YouTube stream and listen on the FNTSY Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
The victories begin in January. The Fantasy Sports Writers Association named Roto Experts winners of two prime fantasy baseball awards. Tim McCullough and Scott Angle joined champion fantasy ranker Jake Seeley on the mountaintop, and now their triumphs are yours with the RotoExperts.com 2018 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. A full squad of high-profile winners such as Michael Florio and Joe Galina, they're here to help you take it all. Enter code FNTSY at checkout and join the Exclusive Edge Winners Club at RotoExperts.com.
Check out Fantrax.com where you can create the ultimate Dynasty Keeper or Redraft League using Fantrax's free commissioner product. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus player salary and contract options at your fingertips, all of which are fully customizable. And with Fantrax Treasurer, you can set league entry fees and safely distribute payouts without a third party, so you don't have to track down owners for payment. Enter promo code AL, that's A-L, A-L, it's A-L.
Not for American League.
No. Al, as in Al Melky, or tout. Sign up for a chance to win 10 private consultations with Fantasy Baseball Hour host Al Melchior.
I'm still concerned about who's going to these $109 consultations.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I would like to commend Al on getting $109 a pop for these consultations.
Sure.
I would like to do something like that.
Right.
I'm down for that.
Reach out to Fantrax, maybe.
Yep. I'll holler at them. Okay. But what I want to know is the ones they're giving away for free.
Right.
Who's going to pay for those? That if I'm out, I'm asking about that.
All right. Find out why Fantrax is the home of fantasy sports. Check out Fantrax.com today. Okay. Corey.
Yo.
Would you like to talk about the Bachelor or Uber first?
This Uber thing is a little bit disturbing to me.
Let's do it.
So yesterday, as I was preparing for the draft, had a homegirl of mine come through. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, it was a draft prep.
Draft prep, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a solid baseball mind, solid baseball brain.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, after we finished prepping for the draft and stuff like that, you know, this is time for draft, you know what I'm saying? So she had to leave. So I was like, okay, well, I'll get the Uber. You feel what I'm saying? So.
Very nice. Were you getting her the Uber?
Yes, I mean, well, she helped me prep for the draft.
Oh.
That's the least I can do.
You're right. You didn't buy her chicken. You had promised chicken for whoever helped you prep.
Yeah, but no, that was if I had an in-studio, in-home guest throughout the course of the
throughout
draft.
Throughout the course, she was just pre-draft.
She was pre-draft prep, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah, of course.
She was helping me get ready for the draft.
Certainly.
So. In return, I sent her an Uber, you know, so she can arrive safely, right? So this is like around 6 o'clock-ish, 6:30-ish, you know what I'm saying? Something around that time right there. So I put the address in. The address pops up, right? So she's going, it's right on the other side of, the Manhattan side of Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
152nd and McCombs, right? legendary area. You know, you familiar with the Alpo Rodriguez Rich Porter story?
No.
You ever seen Paid in Full?
No.
It's very it's a true story, but that's nice for another day. So is that area over there. So we were talking about, like, you know, Pops used to work over there, and you know the Paid in Full story happened in that area. My pops actually found the guy that saw the police, like, it's, I think it's a body over there, whatever. So that's like 10 minutes from me. You feel what I'm saying?
Literally 10 minutes.
That's like the Uber ride would probably be between $8 and $10. Even surging, no more than $11. You feel what I'm saying? So I put it in there, and like no price popped up, right?
Weird.
That was weird. At that point, I should have switched to Lyft. You feel what I'm saying? At that point, I should have switched. So what ended up happening was, the prep was done, so I wanted to be by myself. You feel what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, just get it here. Hurry up. You know what I mean?
Just stare at you.
So when the young lady...
You felt prepared for the draft.
I was prepared for the draft. When the young lady helped me, after she helped me, she gets in the car, she calls, and I'm like, why is she calling? When the draft prep is over.
Right. So I'm
prepared. Yeah, exactly. So draft prep ends. I'm like, what's up? She was like, some kind of way the address is wrong. You got to put the right address in here because this is saying that this is a 24-hour trip. And I was like, well, no, it's not a 24-hour trip. These people are not going to play with me and my money. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I re-enter in the address, which I'm not going to say on the air, but it's 152nd Street in McCombs. I'm not going to tell you what building. So you put the thing in, right?
Well, what if our listeners want draft prep?
Huh?
What if our listeners want draft prep?
I'll arrange that. Okay. Come through me, and then I'll get you your draft prep.
Okay.
For $109.
Do you know what that's called?
So, yeah, there's a name for that. So, I look at the destination map, right? And it says, you know, it's a short trip. I'm satisfied. I go preparing for the draft.
You're all prepared for the draft.
Yeah, so I got prepared already.
Made some dinner.
So, yeah, exactly. Got me a couple beers, Chinese food, whatever.
Yep.
Was talking to a couple of the homies. And I get, right before the draft's getting ready to start, I check my email. It's the email from Uber, my receipt.
Great. No problem.
$49. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
This is not a $49 trip.
No,
what the hell is going on? It's 10 minutes away.
How much is it supposed to be?
This probably should have been more than $11. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
10 bucks, 11 bucks.
Yeah. So I need to know from anybody out there that drive Uber, any Uber people, how do I get my money back?
Because you got to email Uber.
I got to do something. You feel what I'm saying?
Email Uber and tell them what the F.
Well, how do I email them? Because last night I was too busy drafting, but when I woke up this morning, it was the first thing was on my mind was I'm going
to
get my.
You never thought, like, let me go to uber.com and see what's there?
No, I was doing a draft last night. I'm a tout, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
So, but I woke up this morning. I was getting ready. Obviously, you can tell how fresh I am today. It's snowing today in New York City, so this is from the homeless collection.
It's not actually snowing yet.
it's little flakes coming down right now. I need Greg Uber to give me my money back.
Sure.
Because that trip, wherever that driver went, it was not that $49 does not go to 152nd Street. It does not.
What did the receipt say?
The receipt? Oh, well, I pull up the receipt for you now.
Pull up the receipt for me now. Yeah, I want to see the receipt set. You know.
This is ridiculous because this is a highway robbery because I work too
literally
hard.
Highway robbery.
You know what? You make sense.
Thank you.
Now, this is highway robbery. This don't make no damn sense. So I want to figure out how do I get my money back from Uber? You know what I'm saying? Uber receipts right here.
Right. Here we go.
Tuesday
evening
trip.
Right.
Thanks for riding. Yada, yada, yada. Add a tip. No, it was a 33-minute trip.
$50, a half hour.
33-minute trips, 3 miles and 44 seconds. I'm like, what the heck is going on with this?
Right.
So it put a surge on it. You know what I'm saying? But
to be fair, you never saw it was a surge, and you never saw the price.
And I never saw the price.
So it might have said $50, and you know.
Yeah, but then it has the address as I'm not gonna put that. It has the address as 183rd Street, which is way up Inwood, like upper Manhattan area. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was. So I like, did you go to Inwood?
No.
I asked the draft girl to help me prep reps for the draft.
Right.
I like, did you go to Inwood? I didn't say it like that. I wasn't mean. If she'd said, yeah, I went to Inwood, I'd have been like, okay, fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was not a big deal. But you didn't go to Inwood. She said, nah, I went to 152nd Street, like I said. I need my money back.
So email, it looks like you're going to email Uber.
I'm going to do that after the show.
Email Uber.
Because, and are they going to be receptive to give me my money back?
Quite possibly, sure.
Because I will not use them no more, and I will start a campaign against them.
Really?
I will.
Well, what are you going to do then? You just use Lyft exclusively.
I mean, be exclusive partners with Lyft, and then I'll get Lyft to sponsor this show.
What if Uber is cheaper?
What if Uber is cheaper?
Yes.
I still go with Lyft. Uber owes me money.
They do.
And I'm going to get my money back from Uber.
Right,
that was my Uber experience right there.
Right.
Now, that's how I led into my draft. Mm. So, but now, mind you, this I could have got rattled at this point.
Well, I don't think so. You were prepped.
I was prepped, yeah. You know, and I felt good. Mm. I could have got rattled when I saw that email come through.
Right.
That could have took my mind off the draft.
Uh-huh.
But listen, let me tell you something, people. In pressure situations, always remain calm. You have to remain calm in pressure situations.
Drink beer?
Yeah. I went and got my beer and my Chinese food.
Right.
I was prepared. And then I was just kicking it. And then after we do a team a day, I can tell you how the rest of the night unfolded.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to hear that.
Yeah. Because, you know, the Fantasy Tout Wars Twitter, right? Fantasy Twitter. I didn't like the way Fantasy Twitter was acting last night.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on Fantasy Twitter last night. There's a lot going on.
It was. And I also don't like, and then I want to talk about the broadcast at SiriusXM.
Yep.
When they had all the so-called experts and stuff like that.
Right.
I want to discuss some of that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we needed to break this down. And I want to talk about Adam Ronis too.
Yeah.
And the Adam Ronis love on Fantasy Twitter is disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Throw up in your mouth, disgusting.
Right.
And you know how Dr. Rutter would always say Adam has great draft luck?
Yes.
It's the truth. And it showed us, and it played his hand last night. He was getting tremendous values dropping to him. One thing I will give him credit, he don't miss nothing, Adam Ronis.
Right.
But that son of a gun is lucky.
Right.
We got a lot to get into today.
Lots to get into. Fun show today. When we come back, it's his team of day, though. It's Colorado Rockies. And I hope someone from downstairs comes and joins us.
Somebody need to come up here.
Yeah, someone needs to come up here soon. All right. FST. FNTSY.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Hello, YouTube.
What's up, YouTube?
Welcome inside Studio 34.
We're not on YouTube.
We're not on YouTube. All right.
Hey, this is Old Dirty Bastard.
It is. Yeah.
Hey.
Not on YouTube.
Dirty.
All right, I guess we
Baby,
can...
Baby, I got your money.
The good news is,
worry.
We're not on YouTube, said, which means hey. We can postpone the Rockies conversation.
Good job.
Good job. Good job by those.
Nice.
That's a nice job. Before we get into your Tout Wars, do you mind if I, you know...
Let's go with the Bachelor.
Opine with the Bachelor stuff?
Yeah.
I'll get into Tout Wars in a second, but I do want to opine.
Well, but this is more important stuff.
You got to opine.
That's Robinson Cano on TV just now.
I thought you were going to say he was right here.
No. He's in probably in Arizona or Florida right now.
Yeah, he's in Arizona.
This is a nice baseball. This is a good commercial for baseball right
here.
It is
here. A good commercial.
They got their
network.
Stars on it, claim the crown. It must be a 59-50. Oh, no, it's an opening day commercial.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Opening day new era opening day commercial.
That's good stuff.
That's a good commercial. At least the baseball is trying.
That's all you can ask for. 22 days away, opening day. 22 days away.
You know what? Dude that work in the lobby, one of the guys, is a season ticket holder.
Really?
He said there's a brand new season ticket holder.
Okay.
He said he's going to, I like, where are your seats at? And he was like,
What team?
I'm about to ask you. My guess would be the Mets.
Yeah.
Because he said his tickets are in, he's sitting in the 7 line.
Oh, that's the Mets.
Now, is there a part of the Citi Field with 7 line?
Yeah, like the outfield.
Is that where Florio sits?
I don't know if he sits in the 7 line, but he's done 7 line stuff, like away.
Really? So maybe we should Florio and that guy can get become friends.
I think maybe they are friends. I don't know which guy it is.
He's not the dude. He's not here much.
Oh,
he's like maybe he's part time. I don't know.
Okay,
but I'm gonna introduce Florio to him.
All right.
And man, they can go to the game together.
All right.
So let's go with The Bachelor.
Right. So you watch Bachelor. I gave you the recap from night one.
Crazy.
Right. So night two, the after the rose special.
Yeah.
Right. So they show you a recap of what happened Monday night, of
deflowered.
So the first 20 minutes of the show is recapping literally everything you saw the night before. I'm like, I go, Judy, you never should watch this ever without the DVR. She goes, yeah. I agree. I never will ever again in my life.
Okay.
I go, all right. We are on the same page. We are on the same page here. So they bring out the girl that he dumped.
Okay.
Becca.
Becca. All right.
How you doing? How you feeling? You feeling good? Whatever. She, yeah, I'm over it. And you know,
she's not over it. It's only been 24 hours.
Well, it happened.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
So we were able to get the timeline a little more straight last night. Yeah. To understand like when the taping was over and when whatever. It's actually really interesting. So are you ready to see Ari? Do you have the questions for him? Whatever. And you just know. So he comes out and you know all these questions are rehearsed and all these questions are written for her and written for him and the answers, and it's all scripted and it's fine. Whatever. So they have their thing, blah, blah, blah. And then they bring on some of the girls from that season who are friends with both Becca and Lauren.
Okay. Right? Some of the other girls he deflowered.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. And they're talking like, do you guys know when it happened? He goes, he called the other girl, Lauren, called her on New Year's Eve when he was still with this girl. I'm like, come on.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
This guy don't have no class.
None.
Jeez.
Calls her on New Year's Eve. Obviously accepts the call and then dumps this girl in January.
Yeah.
Dumps this girl in January and then goes and visits Lauren and it's all set up. And yes, of course, I'll take you back. I'm just like, oh, God, this is
terrible.
This is gross. Yeah. So the whole show is kind of about that. And they bring in the other girl, Lauren, and the two of them are sitting there, lovey-dovey, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you going to do now? He's like, we're going to get out of the country, get off social media, get out of all the hate. Because people hate these two people.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. That's,
and they're like, oh, well, we're cool with that. We don't mind it.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
they're going to go to Europe.
Yeah, they're going to go to Europe. Then you know what happened? You know what this SOB did?
What?
He proposed to her.
To who?
Lauren.
Right there on the joint.
Right there on the joint. In front of the girl he proposed to like 2 months ago.
What is wrong with Ari?
No idea. He literally proposed to her, I believe it was around Thanksgiving-ish.
Ari's giving men a bad name.
Yes, he is.
He really is, because you see single guys, people like, you see, all men are pigs because of the things that Ari is doing. So this sounds interesting. So now what else takes place?
So that was crazy that he proposed. It was like, why? You proposed in Thanksgiving, now you're proposing now. You're like, why are you doing this?
Ari needs to get his life together.
He does, desperately. Desperately. Now, there was one other Bachelor couple where the guy went back to, like, picked a girl, dumped her, went to another girl, and they've been happily married for like 13 years.
So that's good. I'm happy for them.
Will that become Ari and Lauren? I don't know.
I don't think so, because Ari seemed like a prick, to be honest with you.
I agree. Great horn.
I don't think. What's Ari's last name?
He's something Dutch, because he's from Holland.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I got a homeboy named Ari. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't him.
Probably not him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they announced the new Bachelorette.
He got a crazy story, too.
You're Ari?
Yeah. I won't put his business out there.
They announced the new Bachelorette.
All right.
You know who it is?
Becca. Yeah, so she's going to get somebody now, too.
Becca becomes the new Bachelorette.
Obviously.
And they had said earlier in the show, all the girls that were there, it's like, so what do you want for Becca? And they all like kind of just like looked at the host and looked at the camera. We want her to get another shot. And you're like, all right, we know where this is going. Clearly,
yeah,
right?
She's
going
to be the Bachelorette.
So they bring her out for like the last half hour, the new Bachelorette. It's Becca. Oh, it's one of the easiest choices we've ever had. Everybody loves you. You deserve this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then they bring out some of the Bachelorette contestants.
Some of the male dudes. Some of the male contestants. They should get Jake.
I agree, Jake. They should get you.
I'm not competing for anybody's love.
I respect that too.
I do like that. That's noble right there.
I agree.
I would go on there.
Why don't you apply?
I gotta do the radio show in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I could be here.
Well, you want to be on the back? I mean, you could be famous and rich and.
Wait, don't you have to be rich and famous before you go on there?
No, of course not.
Well, what do the girl look like? Let me look up.
Am I famous enough at this point?
Are you famous? I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be famous, Jakey.
But I'm close enough.
You don't have to be any sort of famous.
It's her name.
Yeah.
Just write Becca Bachelor.
No, Rebecca Cuffrin.
Let me see her. I have no idea what her last name is.
This is her right here.
Let me see. I can't see your computer. Yeah, that's her.
She's decent. I'd
have to be the chooser, not the choosee.
Jake want to call the shot.
You want to be the bachelor, not a contestant.
All right.
Well, the best way to do that is to go on The Bachelorette, though. That's usually how it works.
She's all right.
I don't want to waste my time with that.
Let's go to my Instagram.
All right.
Yeah, that's my go-to. I give somebody Instagram.
Yeah, so they had a couple of contestants come out. The first guy is this black dude that's, like, super nice, super friendly.
Oh, God.
What?
Why did the black dude come out first?
I don't know. Then they had, the normal white dude come out.
It's not a horror movie. It's not like he gets axed first.
Jake, trust something's going to happen with the black dude. You know what I'm saying?
So then they had, a white dude come out. He was like, whatever. Then they had another white dude come out playing the banjo.
Playing the banjo. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Then they had, an even worse black dude come out. And was like, this guy's not going to win. He was, uncomfortable and not, ugh.
Well, he was like a Grant Hill type, uppity.
I don't know what this guy. I don't like him. Really? The first guy had personality. He was cool. He was a cool dude. The next guy,
you can't trust him.
No.
So then, you.
Yeah. Then the last guy that comes out. You know what this guy does, Corey?
What does he
in
do?
In studio?
What?
Brings in a horse.
He brings in a horse. Al Melchior is on The Bachelor?
The dude brings in a horse. And you know what he says? He goes, Becca, I was watching last night and watching tonight. And I've always been told, when you fall down the horse, you got to get right back off. And he lifts her on the horse.
Oh, my God. Yep. This is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Jake, don't go on,
and all
Jake.
The girls go, yay!
Don't go on,
and that's,
Jake.
And that's how it ends.
Set up, Jake. Don't go on.
The Bachelorette begins Memorial Day.
This Rebecca's not bad, though. You feel what I'm saying?
I told you the girl you got to check out, though. I told you this yesterday.
What's her name?
C-N.
How you spell it?
I think it's S-I-E-N-E. S-E-I-N-N-E.
Hold on one second.
S-E-I-F-P-T-C.
This is public school. Hold on. S-I.
S-E-I.
Oh, S-E, okay.
I wasn't joking you, Corey. I was joking the way people do their names now and day.
Yeah, you never know.
I told you about my teacher friend who had a student in his class, right? The girl's name. I told you about that, Corey, right?
What was the name again? I think you did.
So I don't know if I told you, Greg. You guys can try to guess how to pronounce her name. So he looked at the sheet, and no lie, the sheet is L-A. How do you pronounce that name?
Leah.
Nope. Corey?
I would have said Leah, too. What is it?
LaDasha.
You told me this. That's ridiculous. That's 757 right there.
That is wild.
So this girl right here, Sienna Fleming?
Sienna, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a nice looking one right
here. I told you this would be a
I'm like, young lady, I'm sorry. I said one. Nice looking young lady.
She was my favorite this season.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. She needed to put a little weight on her.
Wait,
but yeah.
How's your bracket going, by the way?
We going to do something different.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that fall through?
That fell through, huh?
That weekend, I was too doing other stuff that weekend.
A lot of draft prep.
Two sheets to the wind.
Well, it's not like you still can't do it. It's not like it's over now.
No, we still got to march, but then me and Craig was talking about doing the play-by-play, 64, field of 64 for the top play-by-play people.
You, Craig who?
Carton, his buddy. His new BFF.
I wasn't name dropping.
Oh, yeah. You're on a first name. You just drop. You don't even drop the last name anymore.
His new BFF.
That's not my new BFF.
I understand.
And we still got the same home team right here. You feel what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. We welcome people into Studio 34. You know, we be nice to them. So, but this is, what's it, CN? She's all right, you know. You should
look, I know what you were saying.
Look her look around. Where is she from? She got on a carnival outfit. All right.
Carnival outfit.
Yeah, like Caribbean. Oh, look at this one.
Oh. Right here. Oh. I'm thinking right. Carnival clowns and jugglers.
Sienna's nice, but yeah, she need a little bit more weight on her. Fantasy executive, get with her. All right. It's awkward.
I'm
finished looking at her now.
I want you to have as much time as you need.
What I like to do, like this,
Corey, would you go with a girl who had butt implants?
No, I would not do that. Not my thing, because it could leak. I'm just not into that. That's
why it was Kim K. You'd be like, all right, cool.
I wouldn't go with her.
What?
I would, when you say go with her, I go out with her, you know what I'm saying, be my girlfriend.
Sure. You don't like the girlfriend thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Not with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah. That's all right. We may be going on YouTube next. And that's the case.
Okay, we got Jake.
We're talking about the Colorado Rockies.
Yep.
And if not, we're talking about Tat Warriors. We have a lot of stuff. We have fantasy Twitter to cover a lot of. Adam Rose to cover a lot of. So we have a lot going on over the next few hours here. MST, MNTSY.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tom Greg Sussman say it.
Hello, YouTube. Take two. This is the fantasy executive, Corey Parson.
Yep, All In Kid is here somewhere.
All In Kid Jake Seeley alongside as well. What's up, Jakey Jake?
What's up, Greg? I just realized today you tan pretty well.
I do. Thank you very much.
I wasn't sure. We actually had a discussion while you were gone because I didn't know if you had a lot of European blood like I do, and that doesn't tan well usually.
My European blood does as well. Corey and I were comparing skin color yesterday.
Yep. Got you by a little bit.
A little bit. Not as much as you know.
Not as much as 2 weeks ago.
No. Definitely not.
Have you ever been sunburnt, Corey?
Never. I really try to avoid the sun as much as possible, though. I don't like to be out there. But my children know, not so much Jaden, because all he do is sit in the house and play the damn game. But Kennedy, when she goes, like, field trip, like summer camp, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? Like, she sunburns when she's, when the kids are in summer camp, they go to the beach and everything like that, and she can get sunburned.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys were talking about March Madness a moment ago. I do want to remind you that next Monday is the 2018 March Madness, DKMS March Madness special here on the FNTSY Radio Network as well as the YouTube channel. It's at 4 p.m. Eastern and hosted by Corey's BFF, Craig Carton. Get the edge on filling out your bracket with analysis from Mike Blewett, Brad Evans, and Corey's old BFF. Me.
They're used to my BF.
And you're looking to make some money, Gamer NC and Blackjack Fletcher will line your pockets. The broadcast will be simulcast, like I said, on the radio, on YouTube. It's a DKMS 2018 March Madness special, Monday, March 12th, 4 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Team of Day today, Jakey Jake, is the Colorado Rockies. They bring the Rockies up because, all right, I get it. We know about Nolan Arenado, who's amazing. We know about Charlie Blackman, who's still a first-round pick, and, you know, people don't like him or whatever. I don't really care. We've talked a lot about John Gray, too, and how much I like him. But other than those three guys, we always look to Colorado for value. And yet, outside of those three guys, I haven't exactly heard much in regards to the Colorado Rockies in general this year. So let me start at second base. DJ LeMahieu, high average guy, plays in Colorado. Is DJ LeMahieu somebody that you'll go to Colorado for?
I will. I actually think DJ LeMahieu is undervalued, honestly. I have him ranked higher than most people do. I'm looking at second base right now. He's inside my top second baseman. And the fact is, if you look at what he's doing, no, he doesn't have the power and the pop that you want from Colorado normally because you're going to get about 10 home runs. But you're getting 90 runs. You're getting solid RBIs in the 60s. You're going to chip in another 9 to 10 stolen bases just like he does there. But the average is great, too. You're getting over a 300 average. So you're getting really two top-end categories, a 300-plus average, 90-plus runs, and then chipping in a few home runs and steals to go with the 60, which is a contributed RBI player. Again, you're talking about this at second base as well. I think he's undervalued. I don't see very many people that treat him as a top-10 second baseman, which is just happened to be where he finishes most every year.
Yeah, he does it every single year with that high average, and again, like I said, playing at Coors Field every single year.
I would have liked to get him last night,
right,
DJ LeMahieu, but I didn't.
You didn't? Where did he go that you tried?
I don't remember where he went.
Probably high because of the on-base percentage.
He went in the seventh round.
Okay.
He went in the middle of the seventh round.
See, but that's reasonable where he should be in general.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. All right, so that's DJ LeMahieu. Let me continue with the band probably to his left for now until this team signs Mark Reynolds, and that's Ryan McMahon. McMahon, he is somebody that people like, high-ish prospect, having a nice spring. Are you in, Jake, on Ryan McMahon?
No chance in hell. No, actually, I
love honestly. It. For the record, I texted Mike and Frank. I go, for GST, I want to draft him and name our team No Chance in Hell.
Okay.
Well, nice.
Y'all should do that.
Yeah.
You know what else is No Chance in Hell?
What?
Ronda Rousey's success. But let's continue here.
Did Matt Modica break up the BFFs?
Not successfully.
Not successfully. No. Did he buy that? No. Did y'all sell that first? That number one pick?
He made an offer. I made a counter offer.
Uh huh. And he turned down a counter offer.
Turned down my counter offer.
Wow.
It was very fair.
Wow.
He made an offer. I wanted $25 more, so it was an equal amount between Mike, Frank, and I.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I think I made a fair offer. I was like, all right, then you don't. Then whatever.
Wow! Look at that.
Playing hardball.
Okay, go ahead.
I made an offer.
All right. Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, Ryan McMahon. So here's the issue with him, is the fact of what you just said, Greg. If I knew Ryan McMahon was going to have 500-plus at-bats and be the full-time first baseman, he would rank much higher because he's going to be very – if you gave him the same amount of games as Trevor Story, he's going to have almost the same amount of runs, almost the same amount of home runs, almost the same amount of RBIs. He's going to have a few less stolen bases, but a much better average. And that's what you're looking at here. So Ryan McMahon, if getting 525, 550 at bats, I mean, we've talked about the fact he's a top, I'd say 13, 14 first base. But the fact is right now where I have him at first base is I have him at 21st at first base just because I only have him for 430 at bats just because that's the speculation in the Mark Reynolds. If he continues to hit like this another week or two, they're probably not going to concern themselves with Mark Reynolds. So that's the plus side if you draft right now. The downside is the flip side, or I should say the flip side to the downside is if you draft right now and they do sign Mark Reynolds, maybe he platoons the entire year. Now we're even not talking about 400 at bats. Now we're talking about 320.
That's crazy because, like, Mark Reynolds has a lot riding on this young, what this kid is doing.
Right.
So he can, like Tanya Harden and Nancy Kerrigan. It could be a situation like that.
That seems dramatic.
I still got to see this I, Tanya.
It's a good movie.
I want to see it. Everybody says it's off the hook.
So Allison Janney won an Oscar for it.
Yeah, off the hook.
What's the name of it?
I, Tanya.
Oh, I, okay. Yep, got you now. I thought it was one word, and I was like, what the heck is Hi Tanya?
Yeah, so all right, so there's Jake on Ryan McMahon.
The problem with the Rockies, right? You can't trust their pitchers.
Well, I agree you can't trust the pitchers, and that's why we don't go to Colorado for pitching. Like, outside of John Gray, nobody wants anybody else in Colorado. Right, Jake?
I wouldn't be so sure about that. There, I'll tell you right now.
Please do.
I got to sort by Colorado. I was on hitters. So,
oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's on Corey. It's
Corey
on
just, you know, it's, yeah, it is on you, Corey. Look, shiny red ball going right by the studio right now.
Right. I know, right?
I would say, yeah, I'd say late round flyer on Herman Marquez and, of course, the closer situation. But I'd take a flyer on Marquez. I got him at 101. You're looking at somebody who's got almost a strikeout per inning. The big issue is he pitches in Colorado. But here's the fact is Marquez was valuable at times last year. He's got to be in a league where you can play the matchups. You have enough depth to say, you know what, this week he plays at home, I bet you. This week he plays on the road, I start him. Same thing with Tyler Anderson, but more upside to Tyler Anderson.
Yeah, so I'm not going to Colorado for pitching.
Well, there's 15 team leagues. You have to draft somebody like Marquez.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. Wade Davis, although, of course, I mean, the closer situation,
certainly.
You want Wade Davis.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with that, and I'm totally
cool. Just had the horn go off in my headset for my Fan Tracks pick. I was like, is that the time? I'm done talking? I'm
like, what's that show? Around the horn.
DTI.
Around the horn.
I was thinking DTI was actually getting ding at the end of it. That's what it made me think of. Ding, I'm done talking.
Yeah, your time is up.
Speaking around the horn, I was with Frank Isola last night.
Where at?
Maryland thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I, Frank Isola went to Maryland?
He did.
I did not know that.
Yes, he did.
Who else was there?
Kevin Blackiston was there.
I know Kevin Blackiston was a Turk.
He didn't go to Maryland. He went to Northwestern, but he works in Maryland.
Is his beard still growing?
Yeah, he teaches there. I'm sorry?
Is his beard still growing?
It is. Yeah, it was crazy long. Big. It was long. It was interesting.
Did he have braces for a while?
He might have. I don't know. You know what's funny about KB? You actually appreciate this, Corey. So I used to watch him around the horn before I went to school there, and he had the glass. You know, he had no beard at the time.
Yeah.
The thin glasses, that was his thing. Well, he teaches the class. Never even wore the damn glasses. I'm like, you don't even need these glasses. Now, one day, did he wear the glasses?
What did he teach?
Sports journalism and society type thing.
Yeah, my man teach that now.
Well, I got one for you, Greg. Huh?
Blackstone still teaches it.
One of my homies, really? Mark Gray, teaches at Maryland, too. Teaches sports journalism at Maryland, too.
Okay, that's pretty cool. He would have been my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
You've seen The Big Bang Theory, right?
No.
The TV show?
No.
Oh, don't poo-poo it like you're too cool for school.
I'm not watching The Big Bang Theory, that's for sure.
You've at least seen commercials, you know what it is.
Yes, of course I know what it is.
The guy who plays Leonard, there's no lenses in his glasses because of the lighting, so it doesn't reflect.
Is that Jim Parsons?
No, Jim Parsons is Sheldon.
Oh, okay. Is that Johnny Galecki? Johnny Galecki?
Yes, the one that used to be on Roseanne.
Oh, sure. Is he on Roseanne again?
I don't know. I don't know if he's on the rehash of the remake that everything's coming out now. Roseanne and Magnum P.I. and every other damn 80s show is coming out and with the new rehash.
Yeah, I know. Martin is coming back.
Really?
Yeah. That's
Are hilarious. You serious?
Yeah, they're bringing Martin Lawrence.
Martin.
Yeah, they're bringing that crazy. I never was a fan of that show.
You know what's crazy? You know I didn't realize that Jordan Peele was on Mad TV? I didn't know that for years.
Really?
Four or five. He won an Oscar. Mad TV's won like the same amount of Oscars that like SNL writers and actors have.
Wow.
A lot of it thanks to Jordan Peele. All right, one more Rocky I want to ask you about, Jake, before we wrap this one up. And that's Ian Desmond. I'm high on Desmond. I've said that. He's got first base and outfield eligibility. If he can just stay healthy, I really like him in Colorado. I think it's a good fit. I think it's a good value right now.
Yeah, I actually have him 34th for outfielders, which is a little lower than everybody else, but it's because I'm factoring the health, is what you said.
Sure.
I have him 475 at bats. That's probably a little conservative, but...
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at dkms.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
With you on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm not Matt Bodica. I'm Greg Sussman. There you go.
Here we go.
That's the fantasy executive. We're working to get Jake back here for you. What do you want to talk about March Madness about?
First of all, you know my man Boogie.
Yeah, of course you know Boogie.
Now he goes by Coach Ty.
Not Boogie anymore?
Well, we still call him Boogie, but he's Coach Ty now.
Right.
So he has his first one of his first proteges is going to be an NCAA tournament this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a freshman point guard for Murray State.
Did he play?
He averages 13.7 rebounds and 6 assists. He's all conference, and they're going to the NCAA tournament.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're for Boogie, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So there you go right there. And he played for Murray State. Now, the ACC tournament is in the Barclay Center.
Yes, sir.
So this is going to be a lot of fun.
It's in Brooklyn.
It's expensive, too. You can't really...
Really?
Well...
I saw a bunch of people there last night.
The resales you can get, but like when you try to... Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah.
But now you can probably get up in there pretty good.
Syracuse plays UNC today? Is that correct?
Syracuse and North Carolina do play today at 9 o'clock. That's the 9
prime time.
That's the prime time game. Mm-hmm. And then you got... At noon, you got Florida State and Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So the FSU and Louisville. And then at 2 o'clock, you got Boston College and NC State, which is not that good.
No.
And then tonight also you have Votech and Notre Dame.
That's a good game. Votech and Notre Dame.
I think it's going to be a good game, too. And then Then obviously tomorrow you get the top four seeds. They introduce themselves to the field with Virginia, Clemson, the U, normally not a basketball school.
Well, Jim Larrañaga's have been playing very well since he got there.
Yeah, no, Jim, and he recruits very well too. And then you got Duke as the two seed, and so the ACC tournament is going to be a very
always is.
It always is.
So. But all I can say is, man, as soon as Maryland left, they started moving this tournament around. It was in Greensboro 75 consecutive years, and then all of a sudden Maryland's going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, what? Now it's in Brooklyn. It's crazy. That's not fair to you.
Not fair at all.
That take the ACC tournament. May have been at the Verizon Center once.
It was. Once.
But they had that North Carolina locked down for years.
It wasn't fair.
It's not.
And I bet you these teams are just like, we're not joining the ACC. We do this every year in Greensboro.
That's where the majority of them are, though.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Like, Wake Forest, NC State, UNC, North Carolina, of course. Those 14. I get it, but that's not fair. It's not the majority anymore. Yeah,
okay, and also another reason why it's not fair is because, like you say, you have all those North Carolina schools, right? The problem is, though, that's a North Carolina crowd. Those are home games for North Carolina.
Literally home games. Yeah. That's why they play the first round of the tournament there every year, where Duke and UNC play there every year in the first round.
Yeah, those are home games.
Games in Greensboro. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Hey, get a better facility.
Tall Heels. Jake's a Tall Heel. You know that.
There's plenty of better facilities, including the Barclays Center.
Yeah, well, now the Barclays Center wasn't there.
Oh, no, back in.
You could go anywhere. The Verizon Center was fine. Is Verizon Center.
Capital One
Arena. It's Verizon Center anymore.
Capital One Center. And they change your name every 5 years.
And you also know this. It comes down to it. Where's the money for the ACC? It's in North Carolina. Where are you going to get the most? That's the fact, is like you just said, is where are you going to get the most transient traffic? Where are you going to get the most casual fans coming to spend money? And like, I wanted to go to the ACC tournament. It was never affordable. We're talking four digits for tickets, and it doesn't even matter where you're sitting for a day session. So the fact is, you're always going to get the biggest crowd in North Carolina. That's why they had it there. It wasn't to try and cater to UNC and Duke. It just happens to be, though, because those are the crowds that come. They come to see UNC and Duke, even if you're facing UNC and Duke.
Yeah.
They should do it in Virginia for you, Jake. They should do it somewhere in Virginia for you. Virginia and Virginia Tech play there.
Not that close. You know what Virginia would be closer, not Virginia Tech.
You know what I mentioned Isola last night, actually? What? I was saying, like, Tony Bennett should coach in the NBA. And he's like, a lot of people say that. I was like, his system translates.
That makes sense.
It does.
Interesting.
All right. Hour number one done. Hour number two, which means a lot of Tout Wars talk to come your way here this hour. We haven't even started with Corey's draft. A lot of questionable picks and a lot of Twitter outrage. You know, Corey wants to get into that. The media coverage, SiriusXM as well. So we'll get into that all in the next hour and next 2 hours, I should say. It's FST on FNTSY.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Hour number two on Fantasy Sports Today. FNTSY. Corey Parson. Jake, the all-in kid, Sealy. I'm Greg Sussman. Jake, you are, of course, the star of the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Package, which is available right now over at Roto Experts. This year's version is new and improved with more analysis than ever, including an all-day Slack channel, which Jake has to respond to within 24 hours. Stats, projections, improved cheat sheet generator. Get rankings from top-ranked analysts. That's Jake right there. Tips from award winner Tim McCullough, and we'll talk about him in a moment. And insights from Hall of Famer the King, Scott Angle. Enter code FNTSY at checkout. Get your Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package right now. That promo code is FNTSY. All right. Tout Wars last night, Corey.
Yeah.
You had a lot of prep for the afternoon.
Yeah, I did. Got that done.
Was it too much prep? Were you too tired for all the prep?
No, you know what? I honestly, it was a good preparation. It was a good preparation. And I was strong.
Okay, that's great.
Going into the draft.
That's awesome. So that's good. You had the 15th overall pick. You chose that.
Yes.
You chose the 15th.
Hold on. You got ahead. Did you ask him why he had good preparation?
We know. We've talked about it earlier in the show.
You must have hit an early part of the show, Jake.
No, of course I did.
Yeah. I had an issue with Uber, because the person came over to help me prep. The young lady came over to help me prepare.
Oh, no, no, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh.
I was talking about the text message that I got 10 minutes before the draft.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah,
he's
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that one right there, yeah. I needed something to help. I wanted to make sure Jake's rankings were updated.
No, you're just trying to double check them, I'm sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had your list, and you're just like, let me make sure Jake's is right, because people are buying the RotoWatchers package and they want to be up to date.
This is flying off the shelves.
Yeah, so I knew it. So Corey was just double checking your stuff.
Okay, it's good times.
Good times, that boy. Okay, so you had the number 15 overall pick. You had talked about it a little bit yesterday, Corey, but what was the plan here? What was the plan going?
I definitely wanted to come out of this 1-2 turn with a solid SP1, a top pitcher, and I wanted to get a toolsy bat. So that was the plan coming into it, and it kind of fell that way. I think so. First of all, I would never in a million years thought that Max Scherzer would.
Yeah,
been
I don't get
team.
It. How did Scherzer get there? Not
Scherzer
Kluber and
drops
Sale before
to 15.
Him. I don't
and
get
I'm
it.
Like, That's just easy.
It's
right
easy.
Here.
I can do this.
I can do this one right here. This is easy right there. So Scherzer at 15, that never crossed my mind.
Right.
So I get Scherzer there, and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna take the toolsy bat that I wanted in Lindor.
Who are you between Lindor and who else at that spot?
J.D. Martinez.
Okay, your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think you might even be between Freddie Freeman as well. I know you
Freddie Freeman was on my mind. Was on my mind at that point too, but I was like, I wanted to get that toolsy player, and I think Lindor can be the American League MVP.
Okay, so there you go. That's the start of Corey's Tout League Tout Wars draft. We'll talk about it more, including Corey. I know you want to get into the media coverage as well and the fantasy Twitter.
Yeah, fantasy Twitter, stuff like that.
So we'll get into that. We're not just going to go down by Corey's team one by one. That's not so
no,
fun.
No, we don't do that.
We're not going to do that. There's plenty of other shows for that. We're going to just kind of skip around and talk about what mattered to us. And we'll do it when we come back on FST on FNTSY.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
All right, Corey. What was the issue last? What was fantasy Twitter going nuts about?
Hold on a second.
He wants to listen to the song. I agree.
No, he got a text message that he needed to read.
I didn't get a chance to read it, but like.
Hold on, I asked you a question. Hold on, let me read my text first.
The person.
Yeah, hold on. That's more important than what we're doing on national radio and television and everything like that. That's cool.
The person that sent the message, right?
You're not freaking Adam Schefter.
It's somebody. No, it's not Adam Schefter. And you're right, I'm not. It's somebody that we all know. And then I look at the message, and the first name I see is, I'm like, okay, let me read this later. So, not so much into Twitter, the Twitter's verse yet. So, the Scherzer Lindor start, obviously hindsight being 2020, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I look at it, and looking back at it now, I think the team would have been better if I would have took Aaron Judge right there. Would you agree with that, Jake?
No.
Really? Okay, why not?
I mean, but how your team turned out, but you could have attacked Power more through the draft, and I would have taken Judge there. That's overdrafting Judge, in my opinion. Lindor was the best pick. I would have went Bryant Lindor, but I didn't expect Scherzer to be there. I texted you, so shocked that Scherzer was there. But the fact is, I was looking. We talked about yesterday with Matt. I was planning, if I were you, to go hitter, and Bryant and Lindor being on the board would have just been easy. I wouldn't even have thought twice about it. It would just been boom, boom, done.
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know how we always talk. Like, you know how I was thinking about how Doc Rona started with Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez. Rona's going to come on in the next album on the OT and hang out for us for a little bit, right? So, as we're coming down through the third round, right, I'm sitting up here and I'm like, okay, it's still, like, some good, like, coming down through the third, coming into the third round, I was like, DeGrom, Bumgarner, and Severino are all still on the board, right? So I'm like, I would be great if one of those dudes fell to me.
Yeah.
And like I say, Dr. Roto says that Adam Ronis has tremendous draft luck. And I get, and I like to tease Ronis and stuff like that, but it's, and it's true. Ronis, put it like this. He doesn't make a mistake in the draft.
Right.
He does not make a mistake. And for, in a 15-team league, for Ronis to get Madison Bumgarner in the third, that's crazy.
It's awesome. I mean,
stupid.
Bumgarner in the third, Jose Abreu in the fourth. And, it works out really, really well for him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I was going to take Jose Abreu, but I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and take Starlin Marte.
What was the thought process behind that one?
His
OBP is bad.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to get into the OBP discussion later. I was listening to y'all talk yesterday about how he's running crazy.
Yeah, he is running crazy.
He's running crazy in camp, and I know that he's
stolen bases.
I know, yeah. I know he's running crazy in camp. He was a player I liked a lot last year, and then he had the situation where he got the suspension and stuff like that. So I'm thinking like a big bounce back season's in track. I was going to pull the trigger, you know, on Abreu right there, so I didn't take Abreu. And lo and behold, in the fourth round, he drops to Adam Ronis, and I'm like, this is crazy. This is like what Dr. Roto talks about. Ronis has draft luck, but it's not so much luck. It's the fact that he doesn't make mistakes when he's on the clock. And I give him his props on that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, so those picks there. I was watching it, and then I heard when he came on the other station and talked about his draft, and he said that he saw everybody was waiting on pitching, so he decided to attack hitting, knowing he could get all these pitchers later. But at the same time, you could have made that same decision as he did, which is, I'm not taking away from it. Very smart decision. I would have done the same thing. At the same time, you can make that same decision, and then something happens before your next pick, and it doesn't work out. Like, Madison Bumgarner should not have lasted that long. He could have been gone. Jose Abreu should not be lasting this long in drafts in general. He could have been gone. There's definitely things you can do and look at the board and understand the board, which he is very good at doing. I am giving Adam Ronis full credit for that. But at the same time, you can predict the board and try to go with the flow of everything, and then something changes, bam, mid-round, and that value is not there. And then he's still drafting quality players, but he definitely had about four picks that fell into his lap, which was just godsends.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. But like you said, it's he don't miss them.
No.
He don't miss them. You throw him a meatball, he going to hit it out the park.
Patriots.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Patriots. No doubt. You're right.
I will say this.
I don't want to compare Adam Ronis to the Patriots.
I will say this.
He's not because.
Do you know who the fish hiring tout was last year? That Ronis.
It's fantasy executive.
It's fantasy executive right
now,
there.
Now, here's the thing, though. Now is when we start to get into the
did
draft.
Did you win?
No, I did not win, Jake. Now here's the thing. We just sat up here and talked about Adam Ronis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy Twitter needs to really stop.
Speak.
Riding yes. Adam yeah. Ronis. I mean the oh my God.
Slobbering. That's what you're looking for.
Yes, yes. Ronis is doing it again. Look at Ronis. Adam Ronis is so great. He's picking up right where he left off. Everybody with the Adam Ronis pom-poms. I'm like, are you serious? Is it that serious? Is this guy some kind of rotisserie Jesus Christ walking amongst us? He got a couple of lucky picks fall to him, and everybody is like, Adam Ronis. I'm not talking about the love on Twitter for Adam Ronis. It's sickening. And I'm not being a hater. It's just sickening. Everything was, Adam Ronis is doing it again. He got stands, Greg. What's up with that?
You know who won the draft last night?
Fantasy executive.
Fantasy executive.
There you go.
Projected to finish first. Corey Parson.
Projected to finish first.
Won the draft. Not Adam Ronis.
The RotoWire projections had me first. Now, mind you, this is obviously you got the season. They got to play out. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
does it? And then another site projection. Fantasy Pros had me in the middle of the pack. And then
that's where my rankings are.
In the middle of the pack.
And then, that's where my rankings are. Fantasy Pros. So using some of my rankings.
Yeah. And then, what's the other one? The On Roto site has me second, and Tom Kesenick first.
They'll take that.
I take it. You know, it
means, I don't hear Adam Ronis now.
It means I didn't embarrass myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's always the goal.
Yep. And another thing about last night, right? You know, people was coming at me on Twitter, and I don't care about that. It's fun. It's all good times and stuff like that. I don't take it personal. Whatever. You know. But Cal Elfrink, right? I don't like. He was not. People were saying Kyle Elfrink was coming after me about the on base percentage thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not like to me. It's not like a big deal. You feel what I'm saying? It's not like I don't think it was going to, like, it's not going to ruin, it's not, I'm not, the team is not going to tank because of the on-base percentage thing. So I don't think, when you're going into a rotisserie-style competition like this, a rotisserie draft, whatever, you're not going to have 15s across the board. And some places you're going to have to give it, you're going to have to be weaker than others. And I'm weak in on-base percentage, Jake. I don't think it was that big of a deal that every time L. Frank opened up the microphone, I don't know what Corey Parsons is doing about his on-base percentage. I'm like, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Forget the on-base percentage. It's not that serious. What do you think, Jake? I'm curious to know if you, like, is it, was punting OBP a bad idea? I didn't do it on purpose. I just was getting the guys that I can get the counting numbers from.
Also, punting at a draft is never a good decision. So here's there's two sides to this. So I just pulled up while you were talking. I pulled up where I finished first in labor last year. I finished with a 4 in wins and a 3 in strikeouts. So near the bottom in both. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a 1 in anything, but that's it's basically fourth and fifth lowest. So it was a very poor showing. But the fact is, because I controlled hitting, I still won with 112 points, which was 4 more or 6 more than second place. So you can definitely, not entirely punt a category, but you can finish poorly in two categories and win, as I did. But I would never do it in the draft. I would never do that. See, well, I didn't try to do that in the draft last year. I just focused on hitting. I thought I was going to get more wins than I had, but I hate trying to predict wins anyway. The strikeouts is what killed me because I lost one of my highest strikeout pitchers, and that's why I fell back in that. I understand what he's saying. I think it was a little too harsh. I didn't agree with him entirely because, yes, you are hurting on base percentage. You're not guaranteed to finish in last, and guess what? You still can make waiver moves. You can still make trades. I would never try to punt coming out of a draft. But you, like you said, I just gave you my line. You're 100% right. You don't win a league by finishing with 13 or better points in every single category. Yeah. If you did, the other 14 teams aren't paying attention to what's going on.
And then I have Billy Hamilton. You understand, by the 4th of July, I can trade Billy Hamilton to make up any differences I need to make up because I'm going to have a nice lead. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
With the speed anyway. So, when you the best part about Billy Hamilton in the trade league is he's a nice trade ship down
definitely,
the stretch.
Definitely.
There you go right there.
Definitely. I completely agree with that. Now, along with the Adam Roanoke's Twitter love.
Oh my God.
And the lauding, the slobbering, as one said.
Yes.
Over Roanoke's. There's some hate on fantasy Twitter as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
There's some hate on fantasy Twitter. For one of our guys, Corey.
You talking about Billy Hayes?
No.
Oh.
Not from one of our guys.
Oh.
For one of our guys.
It sounds like people are really going after Tim McCullough.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of tweets.
For a specific pick or for his draft?
For his draft.
And for a specific pick as well.
What's the specific pick?
I was going to wait until after the break to reveal
Okay, so
that.
We'll get into that.
But yeah.
But then it was a controversial tweet from a dude that really don't do controversial tweets.
Yeah.
And people are, like, reading into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should talk about it and break it down. I think
we should, too. And we're going to when we come back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. It's Corey Parsons. It's Jake Seeley. I'm Greg Sussman. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, of course, live on wherever you watch.
Watch Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9 on Twitch.tv from the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 every Monday through Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern. Do you want to be a part of the show? Take part in the Twitch chat room and give me your opinions or call in 844-84-FNTSY. Go to twitch.tv/Craig Carton live and get in on the action. Come get some. It's Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9, only on Twitch.tv.
Back with you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Tower Wars Review.
I asked Jake a question right quick.
You're probably going to anyway.
Hey, Jake, is Kyle Elfrink in your league?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in the head-to-head, yeah.
Yeah, last year was his first year, right? Oh, okay. So yeah. All right. Cool. Just wanted to make sure. I just never knew if he was a participant. But I felt like I saw him last. Well, obviously you see him every year because he hosts everything. I thought I saw him in the room last year for the head to head joint. I think Dr. Roto's in your league too, right?
Yep. Dr. Roto's in the league. Paul Spohr, trying to think. Justin Mason's going to be there this year after drafting for Stefania last year.
I was a Stefania replacement.
No.
You sure?
Positive. Stefania was in the league. Justin Mason drafted for her.
Oh, well, I thought Stefania, but didn't, I don't know, whatever.
Corey just assumed that you don't want black person.
But Stefania Bell's not black. I don't think so.
Really? No, I don't think so.
I know she was.
She's definitely not. Definitely not.
Jake said she definitely not. I know she's from the Bay Area.
Link, Andrea Lamont, Stefania, Spohr, Doc, Peter Kreutzer. He's actually in that one. Jeff Manns, Al Frank. And I think we got a new person or two this year.
All right, cool. Michael Rathburn's a Tout Wars rookie this year.
Oh, yeah, he's finally made it this year. Good for Rathburn.
Yeah, good for Rathburn.
I kept trying to get Florio in. That didn't help.
I don't have that kind of pull.
He wants to be in.
Florio will be there soon.
Well, put it this way. It took Nando Ganos, Tristan Cockcroft, and Scott 4 years to get me in. I don't think my pull is going to get Florio in 1 year.
Yeah, it took a while for Ronas to get in, too. Mm-hmm. Took a while for Ronas.
Still only got put in the stepchild table. Redhead stepchild table. The head-to-head
tout. Speaking, I heard something that blew my mind this week. And this is your man was talking about it on Tout Wars Hour, Justin. What is his name, Justin or Jastin?
Justin.
I don't know why.
He's just trying to change everything today.
I know. I'm not trying to be critical. You feel what I'm saying? But I saw something this weekend from the labor auctions that was crazy. Like, Andrea Lamont is in labor. If that is not, that's nepotism. whatever. You know Lenny did that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Andrea Lamont is in labor? Yikes. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I think she's a good player and all of that. She's smart. But how many people do you skip to get Andrea Lamont in labor? What's up with that? Greg's going to leave it alone because he already got a beef with Lenny Melnick.
you can call up Steve and ask him.
I know, right? Steve, yeah, exactly, Jake. To me, I was like, because when I heard Justin say, yeah, looking at Andrea Lamont's team, I'm like, Andrea Lamont? And I typed in the chat to Justin, Andrea Lamont, and he typed back, LOL. So I wasn't the only one that was thinking that was whatever. But, whatever. If Lenny won't come for me, come for me. I don't care.
All right.
Be interesting.
Okay.
Good.
So the person that was actually criticized wasn't any of the people that were mentioned yet. It was Tim McCullough.
Yeah. I mean, we think it was Tim McCullough.
It was. I was on Twitter.
He took a beating.
He took a little bit of a beating. Everybody took a little bit of a beating.
I think we should get McCullough on at some point today on the program or one of these shows to tell his side of the story. And
Was it his team or was it picks?
Okay. Both. Because
you teased that, Greg.
It was...
Go ahead, Greg.
It was both, honestly. Ultimately, you had... The one I saw that mainly he got crushed on was Randall Grichuk. He took Grichuk in round 9. Where is... Jake, do you have Grichuk projected to go?
Hold on. Let me pull that up. I wasn't ready.
All right.
Ask me these things.
See, okay, so I saw a lot of people talk about the Grichuk thing, right? That was trending last night.
Yes, it was.
Is Jake ready yet?
I don't know.
I have him at 61st for outfielders. Uh-huh. I have him at 282 overall.
Yeah, he was a 9th round pick there. So that was an issue. Mish tweeted out. this is happening.
That's okay. 18th round.
Mish tweeted out, he probably could get him in like the 20th, 18th, fine. He went in the 9th round last night. That's probably not so good. I get picking the guy you want when you want him, reaching out, like totally before that, totally cool with that. But come on, 9th round.
Here's the only thing I could think that you could be saying is the fact that the power has always been there. Maybe now, finally in Toronto with a full time job, he doesn't have to worry about being screwed around because
But you need to do it in the 9th round. You didn't need to do it.
No. He definitely didn't. He definitely, I mean, even if you were worried that somebody else in the draft wanted to take him, and heck, I said 18th, actually it was 19th if you factor in, he spills into the 19th round. So Mish is off by one round of where I have him, but that's a good range, 19th, 20th round. I'm not saying Mish is wrong for saying that. Even if you want to take him the 18th, even if we want to take him the 15th, just to make sure you get him. I think the fact is they took him in the 9th because at his ceiling, I mean, I look at it right now, you know, you 130 games with the Cardinals. Again, they screwed around. They kept sending them up, sending them down, sending them up, sending them down. Right. Last year, same thing, 122 games. If he gets 150 games, he can probably get you 35, 80, and 90, but you're going to get a still terrible average. That's not going to change. You're still going to get somebody hitting 240, 250. So 30, 80, and 90, that's probably 9th, 10th round-ish, but as you said, you didn't need to pay that.
You know what's crazy? I was looking at the outfielders taking...
So he bought him at his peak. Sorry.
I was looking at the outfielders taking around Randall Grichuk. Eddie Rosario, Delino DeShields Jr. come to mind. And Delino DeShields Jr. went 9 rounds ahead of Malik Smith. I don't get it. I don't get why.
Who went around Malik Smith?
Delino DeShields went 9 rounds earlier than Malik Smith.
Oh, there's no reason for it at this point. I mean, there was before when we didn't know Malik Smith should have an everyday job, but right. At the same, now they're basically the same player.
Yeah, it makes zero sense to me. Zero.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah. Delino DeShields isn't guaranteed to have that job all year long.
Absolutely, this is somebody that not.
Has gone through some very cold spells and got yanked from the lineup already.
100%. So that was like a mind-boggling thing to me, too. In that 9th round, I don't like any of these guys, really, in the 9th round. It's a bad round, except for like Ronis, who took Yoan Moncada. But I wanted to ask you about, Jake, over the last few days, where should Yoan Moncada be drafted?
So Yoan Moncada I have is the 14th second baseman, and I can tell you where he is overall with a control F for you. I actually have him at 176 overall, so even behind where Ronis took him. All That's right. about 12th round. What did you say? Wait, what did you say you took him?
He went in the 9th round here, yeah.
Yeah, I have him about the 11th, 12th round.
Okay.
So that's still, but you know, at 2 rounds for Yoan Moncada.
Fine.
That's not a big deal. The difference is you know, Yoan Moncada probably has a ceiling of the 7th, 8th round.
Right.
Grichuk's ceiling is the 9th, 8th round, and you took him there. So at least Moncada's got 2 rounds to give you return value. Grichuk has to do everything like peak-wise just to return that exact value where you took him.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of players in Chicago, let me go to the other side. We spoke about Ian Happ last week on the show, and I wanted to bring up a pitcher, and that was Kyle Hendricks. Now, Kyle Hendricks last year went into the year almost as this ace that nobody really wanted to take, and then the first half of the year was brutal. The second half, he was absolutely awesome. Last night, you saw Kyle Hendricks go in the 8th round of this draft, right in the middle of the 8th round, as a second pitcher to the team that took him. It was Beller's team. So Hendricks goes in the 8th. What did you think of Kyle? What do you think of Kyle Hendricks? This year. Is he going to build upon that second half? What do you think of him?
I think the fact that the second half, that if you look years past, that's more the true Hendricks. I don't think he's quite to that peak, but right now I have him as a late 9th round pick. So I think that's fair where he took him. Sure. I have him as a top 30 pitcher overall, so that's fair.
Okay, so that's fair. You think he's more of a guy that we saw up in the second half last year and a guy that, what do you want him to be? What do you want him to be on your team? SP2, 3?
I would love him to be my 3.
Okay.
Because the problem is you're giving up strikeouts with him. He's a great ratio help, but at the same time, you're giving up one for the other.
Yeah. I get it when it comes to Hendricks. Now, Corey, you were able to get last night on your Tout Wars team, you were able to grab, as we said, Yu Darvish and Max Scherzer, 2 aces, which was what you wanted to do. Then you didn't get another starting pitcher till round 10, and that was Rich Hill. What went into that pick?
Rich Hill is a dude that, you know, he can pitch. He's not the best. He's going to get you some innings. And if he's healthy, which health has always been a concern for him, you're trying to knock down some wins and trying to eat up some innings with that. And I'll be honest with you, Matt Modica likes him a lot. Now, I've heard Matt Modica talk about him a lot. Mm-hmm. So, I'm drafting the dudes that y'all like. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you.
Sure.
And the dudes that I hear y'all talking about. So, I know that's a Modica guy that was in the range where I wanted to get my SP3. So I think he's an SP3 on this team with SP2 upside if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's always the thing with Rich Hill. Can he stay healthy?
And he has issues with blisters.
He's very good in a roto style league because when he pitches, he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to give you close to 200 innings, and that's fine. You don't want that. And as your SP3, you just want the ratios to be good, and they are when it comes to Hill.
Yeah. So took a little flack on the Hill pick. Hill pick. A lot of people told me they didn't like the Hill pick. Well, not I didn't talk. I haven't talked to a lot of people yet. But some of the people that I've spoken to, that I trust, they were saying that they didn't like the Hill pick right there.
In round 10?
Yeah.
Shut up.
So, Jake likes it.
Yeah, all right. So that's
he's a top 25 pitcher, even with missed innings. People seem to forget this every single year. The fact that he finishes inside the top 30 pitchers, despite pitching only 120 to 130 innings, because his ratios and strikeouts are so good. It's 10th round. Get the hell out of here. Don't sweat that one at all, Corey. All
right, cool. Believe me, he's not.
Nah, no way. You know, I was getting feedback last night, so I wanted to make sure, you know.
In the 13th round last night, one more play I want to get to before the break, Jake. That's Yonder Alonso. He went to Van Hook in the 12th round, last night. I like Yonder Alonso. I feel like he's not getting what he's worth at the Jake. Jake, at the Jake, get it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. What's up with Yonder Alonso? When we come back, a couple more players. I hit some football notes, too, that I want to get into with Corey and Jake as well. We continue on Fantasy Sports Today, right after this.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Hey, Greg, this song right here is the jam.
Yeah.
Usher and Ludacris.
Mm-hmm. And Lil Jon.
Lil Jon, Usher, Ludacris, Lil Jon. Was Jeezy on the remix? Maybe not.
He might have, I don't know.
Usher. They supposed to do an album, Usher, Ludacris, and Lil Jon, but they couldn't get the money right.
Really?
Yeah.
Just get a bunch of yes?
I don't know. Lil Jon on the Vegas scene now. That's where he get his money at.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's on the Vegas scene that now. Makes sense. Usher
is he really?
Yeah, he's on the Vegas scene. You go out to Vegas, you can go see Lil Jon every night of the week and doing your favorite hits from the early 2000s.
Isn't Usher a judge on one of those shows?
He might be. Usher might be.
He was. He did. He was the host of something, I think, at one point.
No, I thought he was one of the four judges on one of those four shows. One of the ones where
that's Diddy. He did these.
No, Diddy's the four, but then was the other one with
Usher's not on The Voice.
He wasn't there for 1 year?
He might have been. Everybody was there for
That's what I'm saying. I thought he was there for 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And
who cares?
It's that song. It was a classic. Yeah. Usher. Ooh. Let me see. I just Googled Usher and wife Grace split after 2 years. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Usher. Usher always have problems with women.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
There you go. He's the judge. Season 4 of The Voice.
Season 4. There you go.
There you
right
go.
There you go. Usher always have
right
problems.
Right again. With always right. Never wrong. Let's 70 teeth. Size 42 shoes. Always right. Never wrong. Never
that's
lose.
Big baller. Got the ball it. Ball. No, that's good from Saturday
Night
Live.
I got it.
Funny stuff.
Got it, yeah.
Where we at? I just emailed Tim McCullough, so we'll get it. We try to hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Good. I wanted to just ask Jimmy about Yonder Alonso before I move on into football. Jay, what are your thoughts on Yonder Alonso?
I wouldn't have drafted that high.
Okay.
I think he's a decent value, but I wouldn't have drafted that high. I actually have him more in round 16, honestly.
All right, so you're not Yonder Alonso guy.
I like Alonso. That's just that was a heavy price for me.
All right. Fair enough. I thought it was good. Okay. I want to talk football with you, Corey, if that's cool.
Yeah, no, let's do it.
All right. Sammy Watkins officially not franchise tag. The dream is coming true. He's a free agent.
Yeah, I know he's going to be you saw his tweet yesterday saying that he can't wait. So now he gets a chance to kind of control his own destiny. If the young man is healthy, listen, I think he's top wide receiver in free agency this year. I would love for him to be a Dallas Cowboy, but I'm not, I'm still riding with my guy, Dez Bryant. But, I think he's top wide receiver on the market, and I think he gets a chance, an opportunity to go find the destination and location that's right for him. Listen, Los Angeles Rams, good up-and-coming team, but they were not using him correct. Sure. He needs to get with a quarterback with a big arm that's not afraid to let it rip.
It's not Jared Goff.
Not Jared Goff.
No, it's not Jared Goff. The latest rumors are circulating, Jake, around the tight end market. And that's specifically with Jimmy Graham and Eric Ebron. A couple of days ago, it came out that Jimmy Graham and Seattle, they're not going to hook up again in the future. Jimmy Graham's going to move on, with a reunion with the Saints being a possibility. Now, people see Jimmy Graham, they see the Saints, they think back to the glory days when Jimmy Graham was arguably a first-round draft pick in fantasy football. But Jimmy Graham is much older. He's obviously had microfracture knee surgery that has slowed him down a bit. He's a red zone threat, no doubt, but that's kind of it. Will that change when he leaves Seattle?
It will definitely go up. Like, the matter of the fact is, as you go back to Drew Brees in this offense, Michael Thomas needs a second option next to him. I'm not talking about the Ted Ginns or the Willie Sneeds or Brandon Coleman's or anybody like that. I thought they were going to go the wide receiver route. And for people that are worried about Michael Thomas, don't be. But I think that Jimmy Graham is a nice fit for this offense, because here's the one thing that they've always done, is they've used the middle of the field. And that's where Drew Brees is so accurate, so deadly, so amazing. And that's why you had before this Marcus Colston. And that's why, as soon as they drafted Michael Thomas, said, it's rare you see a perfect fit of player to team. Michael Thomas is that flanker that kind of runs out of the slot a lot of times, just like Colston was. At the same time, while Colston was there, Jimmy Graham had some of his best seasons, actually his best season ever. He was a first rounder on talent and production alone. Not that you would want to spend that necessarily for the same reason you don't spend it on Gronk, but that's there. He's not getting back to that, but this is a great situation for him, because Drew Brees does love to hit the middle of the field. He does love to look for the middle of the field in the red zone, especially with Michael Thomas at the tight ends. I think that Jimmy Graham is a lock solid top 10, probably going to start pushing back to the top 5 if he does sign with the Saints.
I like it. I think Jake makes a lot of valid points. I would worry about the change in that offense and how Alvin Kamara has become the number two option in that passing game. But I think a familiarity. Did I say that right?
No.
Familiarity. That one's hard for me to say, like posthumous.
Right.
You got posthumous down now.
I'm getting better at it, but Graham and Breeze and Graham have a familiarity, whatever, and made me lose my train of thought. But Kamara has really become the second option in that passing game.
Yeah,
80 balls
last
year.
Thomas, though. Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't hurt Thomas at all. It hurt Willie Snead, though. You feel what
I'm
saying?
Sure. No. Willie Snead hurt Willie Snead. Willie Snead got surpassed by everybody on that depth chart because he couldn't keep his stuff together off the field and then didn't produce on the field.
But coming into the year, before the Snead, coming like July, August last year, before he got that suspension, people were on Snead as a 70 to 75 catch guy. You were against it then, but that
I
worked
was
with the Kamara.
Okay, look, I was too high on Snead too. I said Snead was just going to repeat what he's always done. But the thing here's the difference. You don't have to worry about Snead. You don't have to worry about Kamara. You don't have to worry about those guys, because we're talking about touchdowns here.
Okay.
Jimmy Graham's not going to catch 1,000 yards. He's not. He's not going to catch 90 receptions in this offense. He doesn't need to. He just needs to be the touchdown option. And Jimmy Graham can get 7 to 10 touchdowns in this offense on 7 to 800 yards. And that's where the appeal comes into the tight end position.
I feel that makes sense. And then especially coming from the non-PPR, that makes sense. Now, you're looking for PPR. Send him to Baltimore, and Joe Flacco hit him 115 times for 115 yards. I like him in Baltimore.
I like him in Baltimore, too.
I like him in Baltimore. In Baltimore,
sense.
He's a PPR machine in Baltimore.
Monster.
And then also, if he's with the Texans, then you get him out there. You get him out there with D-Hop and Deshaun Watson and the crew they're putting together out there in Houston. That could be interesting also.
Yeah.
So Graham is a nice piece, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's right back there in Seattle with Russell, because that's Russell, man.
They're best friends, right? Best man at his wedding. But they've said they're going to part ways. Now, the other tight end, as I mentioned before, that's been in the news is your boy.
Jason Witten?
Eric Ebron.
Oh, God.
Eric Ebron had his fifth-year option picked up. He's healthy enough to pass a physical, so he's going to play under that fifth-year option. They're not going to release him. He's back for Detroit for another year.
He's going to be a dude like Kyle Rudolph. You'd be drafting him, wait for that breakout season, and finally you're like, you know what, I'm sick of this guy.
And then he breaks
out.
Now, the rumor is, and Schefter reported this yesterday, that watch out for his name in a trade today.
Who?
Eric Ebron,
okay.
Schefter. Yeah, they're fielding offers for him.
But Detroit doesn't exactly have anyone to replace him. They don't want that guy anymore.
They did fine. They go get Trey Burton.
That was the next one I was going to bring up. So Trey Burton is obviously a free agent, and
everybody's talking about Trey.
Everybody's talking about Trey Burton, who is, of course, the third stringer on Philly, being the second stringer, really kind of co-second stringer with Brent Celek. Celek's going to be back. Trey Burton wants to go somewhere and get that starter's money. Now, we've seen tight ends in the past be blocking tight ends and be third-string tight ends and be successful. The one guy that immediately comes to my mind is Delanie Walker, right? Like, he was in San Francisco. He was a nothing dude. Goes to Tennessee and... career year after career year after career year for Delanie Walker. Trey Burton, we saw the talent that he has in the Super Bowl. Where do you think Trey Burton could end up, Corey?
And when you talk to everybody, the first thing...
San Francisco.
Everybody says, he's going to San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo going to have the greatest team of
all
time.
Going to San Francisco.
Yeah, I know, right, Jake? Everybody's going to San Francisco. It's going to be Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, Trey Burton.
Allen Robinson,
yeah. And they're going to put the dream team together. I don't know where Trey Burton's going to go. But I do know wherever he is, I'm going to be interested to see where it ends up because I think he's going to be an asset for fantasy. That dude has great hands. He runs good routes. He's a good young player. I like Trey Burton.
Yeah, I like Trey Burton too, Jake. Do you think he could be a fantasy asset depending on where he ends up in 2018?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you saw the ability that he flashed last year, and you've seen it times before when Ertz has been out. You've seen it even when Ertz is on the field. I think you're looking at the fact that a lot of tight end needy teams out there, and if he finds a spot where there's an opportunity in the offense, he's not buried by three wide receivers on the same team. I think, yeah, he could easily end up in the tight end one in this conversation. He has the talent.
Speaking of people that have talent that used to be fantasy relevant, but New England picked up Kenny Britt's option, Corey. So he's going to be back in New England for another year.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys. Corey.
New England picked a what?
Kenny Britt's option. He was on the team. You probably don't remember that. And they picked his option. And he'll be back next year.
Kenny Britt find a way to stay in the NFL. Shout out to him for that.
Josh Allen, Jake, supposedly helped himself the most at the NFL Combine.
Stupid.
Why?
Because you use the combine to confirm things you know. You don't move him back up to the top 10 picks because he threw well at a combine. Get the hell out of here. Josh Allen.
His footwork is better now.
Don't care. It's not better. It's better for one day of practices when you're not actually in the game. Put him back on the field and put him back on the field that we watched and put him back on a field that he came from a small school where he should have dominated competition just like Joe Flacco did. He wasn't even as good as Joe Flacco. And look at Joe Flacco in the NFL. Stop with this Josh Allen nonsense. Hopefully for his career, he ends up where somewhere somebody can teach him and maximize him. And hopefully I'm wrong. In 3 years. Hopefully somebody figures him out and figures out how to fix him. But as of today, there is nothing in college that makes you say this guy is going to be an NFL-level quarterback besides the fact he's got a huge arm and a huge body.
Remember,
you know who else had a huge arm and a huge body?
Who?
Kyle Bowler.
Kyle Toilet Bowler.
Remember when Ravens went crazy and drafted him in the middle of the first round? Yeah,
that was wild.
Remember, Fantasy Factor, the perfect daily fantasy site, the casual recreational player, flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contest only. Fantasy Factor always has fun contests going, and right now, free entry into their March Madness bracket and Sweet 16 bracket, and Fantasy Factor is running a $100,000 home run derby this year. Sign up and enter today at www.fantasyfactor.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hit up with some more baseball news. It's Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's Becca. Oh, it's one of the easiest choices we've ever had. Everybody loves you. You deserve this. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then they bring out some of the Bachelorette contestants.
Some of the male contestants. They should get Jake.
I agree, Jake. They should get you.
I'm not competing for anybody's love.
That's noble right there.
I agree.
I would go on there.
Why don't you apply?
I got to do a radio show in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I can be here.
I'd have to be the chooser, not the choosee.
Jake want
to
call a shot.
You want to be the bachelor, not a contestant.
All right. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know JT?
You know how I feel about Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I feel about JT.
Man, I actually knew this was Justin Timberlake.
What's up?
I said, I actually knew this was Justin Timberlake.
Well, this is a very, very famous Justin Timberlake song.
I'm not a big fan of his, but I even knew this song.
Well, it's about Britney Spears.
They used to date.
River.
Oh, they used to date for years.
But they was teenagers, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he deflowered her.
I love this. Deflowered. It's my first time hearing that. Was yesterday.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm still using it. I put that in my vocabulary. Deflowered.
You never heard that before?
Never. This is my first time I ever heard that. Yes, it was yesterday, Jake. That deflowering. It's the first time I heard that. Now, can you only deflower once?
Yes.
And yeah, it's virginity.
Okay,
yeah.
After that, your flower is gone. And then it's... Yes. Also, you can't... Oh, boy. I'm never going to get a chance to deflower.
It's the same as a cherry. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I'll never deflower someone.
It's not like an annual. It doesn't grow back.
That's actually amazing. That's actually awesome.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I'll live.
Yes.
Although at this point mine might have. Let me check.
Okay. Corey didn't do it.
Lenny Melnick sent me a message just now.
Really? He was listening.
No, he wasn't listening. He said his chat room over there at his website, they love my team, and he said, remember, you're only a complimentary piece. He was listening that
at
day.
Least you have personality. Let me see here, Jake. These guys I want to talk about. Let me ask you about how concerned you are with a guy like Ahmed Rosario, another Met that's already been hurt.
I'm actually fine because they got the MRI yesterday and said it's 100% clean.
Sure, so. But then they changed it today. And not that the MRI wasn't clean, but it's not knee soreness anymore. All of a sudden, he has groin tightness.
Yeah. That's the Mets. What do you expect?
Honestly, it was the most Mets thing ever. His knee hurts. No. Let's get an MRI on his knee. And now it's like his knee.
Yeah. This is like Jose Reyes. Tomorrow his ankle's going to be falling off. Yeah. I mean, it's just that's the Mets. I'm actually more concerned about Moustakas.
Just not being on a team.
Like he's going to possibly hold out till June and after the draft. So the draft pick compensation is not tied to him.
Right.
Well, that's interesting.
What probably the same. Are you nervous the same amount? I mean, you're not picking him, but like the same for like Jake Arrieta too?
I would say Jake Arrieta and Lance Lynn. I already have Lance Lynn on my labor team, so I don't like how this is starting to shape up. But this is why the draft pick compensation is stupid.
Let me ask this before we go. You talk about labor, and I know people are talking about like the labor AL only draft, the NL only draft, or whatever. How do you deal with like free agents in that kind of draft? Like if you're doing an AL only draft right now, or an NL only draft right now, and it's happening, obviously. What do you do with a guy like Mike Moustakas and Lance Lynn?
Flowers.
It's the other way around. You draft him and you hope that he doesn't end up in the other league.
Well, obviously. Yeah. Well, I understand that, but it's just like...
It's a risk, but you're getting him at a value.
Right.
Flowers put a team together with, like, Flowers and Labors over the weekend.
Are you going to start calling him D-Flowers?
That's funny. Flowers put a team together in Labor over the weekend where he bought all the free agents. You feel what I'm saying?
And he just prayed.
He was getting them in value, and then he just prayed that year. You know what I mean?
That's another reason I hate only, though. There's no way to handle that, like you said.
Especially now more than ever, which is crazy.
Well, and also you're screwed at the trade deadline in the season because there's nothing to overcome that if your guy gets traded to the other league. Guess what? All of a sudden you don't have a player on your team.
It's true. By the way, the Fan Control Football League is making fantasy football a reality, like a real-life version of Madden. Fans will vote on all personnel decisions and play calls in real time. What the fans say goes. You'll scout players, draft rosters, hire coaches, and even design your team logo, all through a crowdsourced vote, which is made possible through blockchain technology. A public leaderboard will even show which fans have the highest football IQ. You get a part of a $1 million purse. Visit FCFL.io to learn more. The FCFL, where you're in control. FST continues with FST OT. Corey Parson and Jake Seeley. I'll see you a little bit later for BFFs. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.